Aleishur, Chelek Beis, Daf Kuf Samech Gimel. The 8th chapter, Chazara Gam Bilimud Musar. Revision, review, applies to learning of Musar too. Seilu Seilu Ponu Derech, Harim Mechshel Mederech Ami, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu that speaks about clearing the road, removing obstacles from it. So removing misconceptions about the learning and applying of Musar. החיוב של חזרה מקובל בלימוד גמרא והלכה. The obligation to revise and review is well known, well accepted in the learning of Gemara and Halakha. אנו חיובים לשנן את הדברים, we have to repeat the concepts, the matter, the teachings, עד שתהיה לנו ידיעה ברורה, until we have a clear knowledge שתישאצנו כמונח בקופסה. The ideal is that it's like in a box. This is a phrase from the Gemara itself. It's so, you've acquired it so well, the knowledge, it's like in a box, it's not going anywhere. Out of the difficulty, because of the difficulty to remember the sugyos and halachos in all the details, all the subtle differences between one halacha and another, it's obvious to us that it's imperative to revise. אבל מאמר חזל, in contrast, when you have a statement of חזל, כגוין, for example, הקנאה והתאווה והכבוד מוציאים את האדם מן העולם, משנה פרקי אבות, הלוא זו ידיעה פשוטה ומובנת בתכלית. It's a straightforward statement. וכן כל המבואר בספרי מוסר הוא בדרך כלל מבואר ומפורסם. Whatever is explained in ספרי מוסר is generally speaking well known. ולאיזה תכלית צריכים לחזור עליהם כמה וכמה פעמים? What is the purpose of repeating those statements and going back to them and learning them and reviewing them? והנה, however, לימוד מוסר אשר לימוד יקרה. Any learning of מוסר which can be called real learning הוא דווקא לחזור על מאמר חזל או קטע בספר פעמים רבוי. Specifically, consists of repeating a statement of חזל or a particular paragraph in a sefer many, many times. נעמוד כאן על עניין העברה סקולמוס. In order to explain these matters, we're going to discuss a matter called העברה סקולמוס, literally to pass the quill. We would call it today tracing. It's like when you give a child a picture where only the outline is there, and the child's task is to trace out the picture and then again and again and make the picture more to stand out. To become clearer and clearer as you pass the quill over it over and over. She'erich bo yadmor b'chama mekomes, where Rabbi Yerucham spoke about this a number of times. One source is in Da'as Torah, Rabbi Yerucham's book, Da'as Torah, Parashas Vayakhel Pekudei, on page Shin Nun Daled. A similar concept is discussed in the Chazon Ish, in the Sefer Emunah Uvitachon, Perek Daled, page Yud Gimel. At any rate, Meloi chol ha'aretz kevoidoi, the Pasuk says, we say this in Kedusha, and Rabbi Yerucham writes, Hateva male mipe lafe emuna. Nature is brimming with emuna. It's just chock-a-block with concepts of emuna. As the Pasuk says, Meloi chol ha'aretz kevoidoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills, permeates, suffuses the land. Zehut ba, it's imprinted in the world. וניתן לאדם באופן כזה, it's given to us in such a manner, שיוכל להרגישה ולמששה בחושיו, that a person can sense, feel the אמונה out there. ונמצא שלא יחסר לאדם כי אם העברה סקול מויס. What's missing, what's given to man to do, is merely to trace over. לא יוסף, no more than that. It's not as if we have to extract the אמונה, which isn't there. The אמונה is there, but again, in the sense of a picture, which is not solid. There's an outline, and we have to pass the quill over it. In order to transform the emunah into something tangible. When you reflect upon this concept well, once you pass over the quill once, it obviously is very faint. It's a mere impression the first time you do it. והעבידה האדמי, the עבידה of the man is להעביר כל מוסוי על סרטוט זה. Again, trace his pen over this sketch. פעם אחר פעם, time after time, כעניין שכסוב לך, the פסוק in Tehillim, בריב שרעפי בקרבי. They're speaking about numerous thoughts within me. Dehainu beribui machshava. As one comes back to it and thinks about it again, vizbonenus, reflects upon it. Sirtutze misabetz lo yosef yosef. This sketch becomes thicker and thicker and more tangible. Ad sheyaseetz lo bechush, to the point where it becomes tangible to him, the idea of Elokei Hashamayim ve'Elokei Haaretz. That's in Das Chochma Musar from Rav Yerucham, Chelek Aleph Amud Chav Beis. That's the concept. You see over here that not just for halacha or gemara, but to acquire emunah, that also requires constant revision, constant repetition, using this analogy of tracing the picture again and again. Emunah doesn't consist of knowledge, it's a transformation of the soul. To be a true ma'amin is not just to know these particular points, it's to be koineit. This is applicable to any other midah. We used emunah as an example, but this is true for any midah, any achievement that you want to acquire through the learning of musar. The ikar of this limud is not to accumulate knowledge, although we said before, one has to initially learn it well and to analyze it, to digest it. But the ikar is not to accumulate knowledge, but rather to transform the knowledge into a kinyan, a permanent part of one's personality. The same applies to the uprooting of negative midos. It's not enough to know that kin'ah and ta'avah and kavod remove a person from the world. Person, if that were true, you just learn the Mishnah once and shalom al Yisrael. But it's not so. Mas'as nafshenu hi le'amid midei Yisrael al mekomon be'oimek nafshenu. Our yearning, our desire is to place these midei at the right place within our personality. It's not enough to learn this Mishnah once and that's it. I've rid myself of kin'ah and ta'avah and kavod. It doesn't work that way. Bafam harishena shel halimud. The first time one learns it, nitzabalev setu dak. It forms the faintest outline. Kol chazarai begeder ha'avaras ha'kulmois al setu dak. Every revision in there is then this idea of tracing it again and again over the sketch. V'chol pam misabe harishen balev yosef. Each time the impression in the heart is thicker and more profound. Chazal tell us, Eino yidomei hachozer alimudoi me'a pa'amim ulmi shachozer me'a pa'amim ba'achas, gemor in hoira yois, a person revises 100 times is not quite the same as a person revises 101 times. Bafam ha'me'a ve'achas mis'abe oidus yasetut balev. In the 101st time, the sketch in the heart becomes even thicker, ve'ulai ha'pam hazeis machri'a likbo amida b'elbenu bekinyan gamur. It might be that particular, the 101st time, that it allows us to acquire that midah totally, completely, solidly. Ve'ata koyre chaviv. Now, beloved reader, da oidin yanamok. I want to reveal to you another profound concept. Harei ha'adam utzelem elokim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu eil rechum vechanun erech hapayim verev chesed ve'emes. These are some of the Yud Gimel midois that originate in Parshas Ki Sisa. U'me'achar shenivenu betzelem udmus sheloi. Given that we are created with essential similarity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gam banu yeshnan kol midos elu bechoyach. We too contain all of these midos bechoyach as a potential. Innately, we have rachum, vechanun, erech hapayim, rav chesed, it's all there. Koyechoyes aguf mastirim oisan. Various tendencies, the urges of the body hide these midos, ve'enenu magishin bahen, and therefore we don't generally sense them. When we take one particular midah, we're involved in it, to learn it and then to repeat it through the process we discussed in this chapter, to revisit it and revise, and using this analogy of tracing the sketch over and over, bit by bit, gradually, the root of this midah is discovered within us. Perhaps here we can use a slightly different analogy of chipping away until you slowly discover within the block of marble that magnificent sculpture. It's that idea. The midos are there because we are created Betzelem Elohim. One has to remove or reveal those midos. Hamida she'isa adkoi bechoach, that midah which is innate, yetzes el hapoel, is then allowed to be active, to manifest itself. Ayen bedas chokhmah musar chelek gimel siman kuvav. Over there, Rabbi Rucham, Shesham Inyan Zimisbe'etev. He explains this in great detail. Now, a profound point. Nekudas hamifgash ben ha'avaras ekul mois uven shosh amida bekirbeinu. The point of contact, we would say to the interface between the process of passing the quill, of repeating and revising, and the root of the midah within us, he nekudas ha'ispalus. That's the point. It's called nekudas ha'ispalus. It's going to be discussed in more detail in the next chapter, but we've already mentioned it. That point of emotional arousal, she'ilea mechuvenes ha'chazara merubah b'libud musar. We are directing ourselves at that point in doing much revision in learning musar. Hu Hashem ufusam b'olam. That's what's known in the world as kelimud musar b'ispalus. We're going to mention many times the fact that Rabbi Yisrael Misalant used the expression "bisfasayim boi arois" with burning lips. It's not just a repetition of knowledge, but it's an attempt to get to that point, learning bispalus. Ach einzus ispalus rigshis grede. It is not merely an emotional arousal. It's not only that. Ela hasagas nekuda amuka moed. It's rather the attaining of a very, very deep point. She'ilea megi'im al yedei limud behavana uvchazara, which one reaches through having learnt the statement of Chazal with understanding, with depth, with repetition, and then berigshas nefesh usar asaruch, and in a state of emotional arousal, a tumultuous sensation, a deep feeling of emotion. Merev hasirtutim haniklatim b'libeinu. From all of these repetitions, these sketches that we have revised and thickened over time, misoirer kinegdam shoresh es amida, the root of that midah is stimulated correspondingly, shanu eskimba, hanimtza be'oy mekatzel me'admus shabonivenu, that root which is at the depth of our created being, the tzelem and the admus in which we are created. Manishfana limutze, this type of learning is wondrous. Harei muvan heitev, it should be clear. Ki limutze bechoychoy lecholel shinuyim amukim meod ba'oifi. Learning in this way, according to all of the steps, has the power to generate deep changes within one's personality, b'midos, in one's midos, uvechol hanagah shel, our entire conduct. Adkan.